Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Have you ever been curious what we're like behind the scene?
Well, pull a chair and find out on our brand new The Katie Sisters TV channel on YouTube. It's full of awesome tips about apartment investing, paying less taxes legally, and finding financial freedom.
And like never before, you actually get to see how we make real life magic happens for our passive investor.
Once you're there, don't forget to click the like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon.
Again, that's The Katie Sisters TV on YouTube.
It's about how you use your money to create more opportunities and generate more wealth rather than simply using to pay bills and survive.
It's easy to fall into trouble thinking that as long as you have enough money to pay your bills and get by, you're doing okay. But here's the truth. That kind of thinking is what keeps people stuck in poverty.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Katie Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
10 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Investing in inflation, it's the only thing that goes up. Will Rogers.
Love that quote. It's important to have multiple streams of income because if you don't, you could end up working until you're unable to anymore. Mm. It's kind of sad that we come to expect retirement as a guaranteed stage of life. Consider it's actually a fairly recent concept, right? Cash flow multipliers, people used to work until they physically couldn't anymore or until they die.
Oh, man.
It's definitely something to keep in mind as we navigate our own financial futures.
Did you know that the Social Security Act was initially created to help ease the suffering of millions of Americans during a time of crisis? It definitely did a lot of good for a lot of people. But you might not know that it was never meant to replace retirement savings entirely. It was supposed to be a supplement to help cover the most basic needs.
It's crazy to think about how much the average retirement age has changed over the years too. 50 years ago, people typically only retire around 12 years before they pass away. Nowadays, if someone retires at an age of 65, they actually expect to live until at least 85 or even longer. That really put things into perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, I hope longer for sure. The sad truth, it's not really realistic to finance a 30-year retirement with just 30 years of work. It's kind of like a sobering thought, but it's true. Mm-hmm. Simply putting 10% of your income aside and hoping that it'll be enough to finance your retirement, that's just as long as the years that you work, is probably not going to cut it.
Agree or disagree, Palm. With this in mind, it's important to start thinking about retirement planning early on and to think about ways to maximize your savings and investments so that you can build up a solid nest egg over time.
Oh, I agree for sure.
Yes, right? So that might mean investing in a mix of stocks, bonds, or other asset class, or it might mean looking into other ways to supplement your retirement income, like real estate or a side hustle business. There's no one-size-fits-all solution, but it's important to think about, you know, now so that you can become better prepared for your future.
Not surprisingly, one of the top fear among baby boomers is outliving their saving. It's a pretty concerning issue, especially since 75% of Americans can expect to see their assets disappear before they pass away. And even if Social Security manages to survive into the next generation, it won't be enough to provide a decent standard of living on its own. In fact, the current average benefits is only $1,867 per month.
Oh my God.
You can imagine how difficult it would be to stretch that in a city like New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, or Miami.
Yeah, and you know what? It's interesting how sometimes it takes a major event to make a person realize they've been doing things wrong. Mm-hmm. In our case, we didn't learn how to grow our income until a catastrophic event occurred in our world and we lost everything.
Probably similar to you, we used to think that sacrificing our time was the only way to achieve financial and time freedom. We believe that time was equal to money, but it turns out that was not the case at all. It's amazing how our perspective can shift when we're forced to reevaluate our beliefs, isn't it?
For us, it happened one evening while we were making dinner. We saw some news that our client, we were in fashion manufacturing industry at that time, yes, you can tell by the way we dress, of course, was shutting down all their stores. Can you imagine that horrible, terrible sinking feeling in the pit of our stomachs?
It was definitely a shock, and we had to act quick because we relied solely on one source of income. Without any demand, our business became obsolete overnight. It was a tough realization, but it made us realize something important that many people don't realize. We actually had a choice, and so do you.
Listen, we could have chosen to stay in the same lane, finding new clients and grinding away with never-ending stress, obligation, exhaustions, and expectation. But we knew that we would ultimately lead to massive amounts of misery and underperformance, so we decided to take a different path. It was tough, but we didn't give up.
Then one day, everything changed for us when we attended this real estate event back in March of 2017, and we were introduced to Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Boy, was that a game changer for us.
Reading that book was like an awakening. The number one principle we got from it was that the difference between rich people, middle-class people, and poor people is not how much money they make. It was such a profound realization for us and completely shift our perspective on wealth and financial freedom.
Another takeaway for us was the realization that anyone, even someone working a minimum wage job, could become wealthy. It's not about how much money you make, but how you manage and grow it.
That book really highlighted the difference between poor people, middle-class people, and rich people. For example, poor people tend to believe that the primary purpose of money is to pay bills. But you think about it, how can you ever escape poverty if you view of money in such a limited way? It's just not possible.
We really had to shift our mindset and start thinking like the wealthy people. It's about how you use your money to create more opportunities and generate more wealth, rather than simply using it to pay bills and survive.
It's easy to fall into trap of thinking that as long as you have enough money to pay your bills and get by, you're doing okay. But here's the truth. That kind of thinking is what keeps people stuck in poverty.
Cash multipliers, the exciting thing is it's not about the amount of money you make or even the job that you have. You could be making a lot of money at your job, but if you're not using it wisely to create more wealth and opportunities for yourself, you're still struggling financially.
That's why it's so important to expand our awareness and start thinking like wealthy people.
Cash multipliers, the primary purpose of money should not be just to pay bills. For lack of a better title, this is what we call the poor mentality. It should be used to create more opportunities, financial freedom for ourselves. And that's a mindset shift that can make all the difference.
Then there's the middle class people who often falls into the trap of thinking that the primary purpose of money is to maintain good credit. They focus so much on credit that they end up living beyond their means and, you know what, creating a lifestyle that makes them look like they're doing better than they actually are.
So for rich people, it's not about making more money just to survive or maintain a certain lifestyle. It's about taking that money that they already have and using it to make even more money. It's like a never-ending cycle of investing and growing their wealth.
Oh, I love that, right? Guys, this is a big difference from the mindset of the poor and the middle class who may just focus on paying their bills or maintaining their credit score. It's really about expanding your mindset and thinking beyond just the present moment. And all of these are definitely something to think about and consider if you want to become wealthy and financially successful.
Not only that, but if you don't make your money fast enough, inflation and taxation can really take a toll on your earnings. It's like trying to fill a bucket with a hole in it. If you pour in water, no matter how much you pour, it's gonna leak even more.
Yikes. Inflation means that the value of your money decreases over time and is happening faster than ever before. Here's a frustrating example using some basic math. If there's $100 in the world and 100 people, each person gets $1, right? As soon as the government prints another $100, that $100 is now only worth 50 cents. That's such like a sucky situation, right? No matter how you look at it.
On top of that, in the last few years, inflation has been greater than it's ever been in human history. We Googled it, and this point in time, inflation is currently at 6.4%. That means that 10 years from now, our money will be worth 64% less than it is today, which is a pretty significant decrease in value.
Oh my God. And then there's taxation, which the government taking a portion of your income as a way to generate revenue. It can be really frustrating to work so hard and earn money only to see a chunk of it taken away in taxes.
That's why it's so important to focus on creating income streams that can keep up or even outpace inflation and also minimizes your tax liability.
So once we got the awakening, we asked ourselves, what's next?
Enter multifamily apartment investing.
Number one, stable cash flow.
Multifamily apartments can be a really good option for generating stable cash flow. The reason is that there's multiple units, which means that even if one tenant moves out, you still have other tenants paying down the rent to keep the cash flow going. Plus, rental payments are usually long-term leases, which means that it's really predictable and it's also a steady source of income for the investors. So it's definitely something to think about when you're looking to invest in real estate.
Number two, appreciation potential. Investing in multifamily apartment not only provide a steady stream of cash flow, but they also appreciate in value over time.
Another great thing about multifamily properties is that they can appreciate with inflation, which is a big advantage for investors. As the cost of living increases, so does the value of the property, allowing you to maintain or even increase your net worth. It's a win-win situation. Number three, economy of scale.
A unique advantage of multifamily apartments investing is the ability to benefit from economies of scale. Since multifamily properties have multiple units, the cost of maintenance, repairs, and management can be spread out across those units. This can lead to lower expenses and higher profitability for the investors. Number four, tax benefits.
Investing multifamily apartments can also provide some great tax benefits for investors. For example, the IRS allows investors to depreciate the value of the property over time, which can reduce the taxable income and lower your overall tax bill. Number five, diversification. Diversification is also a key principle to investing. By spreading your investment across different asset classes, you can help reduce the risk of losses in one particular investment. This is because performance of one asset class may not necessarily be correlated with the performance of another.
That's a good point, Palm. Number six, inflation hedge.
Don't forget also that multifamily apartments can provide a great hedge against inflation for investors. When inflation increases, the value of the real estate properties tend to go up as well. So owning multifamily properties can help investors protect their purchasing power and maintain the value of their investments over time.
Number seven, shifting demographics.
Demographics play a significant role in real estate investing, and current shift in towards a rental lifestyle is a trend that cannot be ignored. With more and more people opting to rent rather than buy, multifamily apartments are becoming an increasingly attractive investment option for investors.
To sum it up, multifamily apartments can be a smart investment choice for high-level entrepreneurs for several reasons.
Firstly, they offer stable cash flow from rental income generated from multiple units, and the potential for long-term leases provides a predictable income source. Additionally, multifamily properties have the potential to appreciate in value over time, providing and boosting the investor's net worth.
Investing in multifamily apartments can also offer tax benefits. The increasing trends towards renting rather than owning a home in the U.S. makes multifamily apartments property a more attractive option for investors seeking a stable and growing income stream.
Of course, before investing in any real estate, it's essential to conduct thorough research and due diligence. For investors looking to build their long-term wealth, multifamily apartments can be a wise investment choice.
That's it from us today, guys. Thanks for tuning all the way to the end, and we're so excited to be able to share all this amazing information about multifamily apartment investing. Please drop us a line if you have any questions or comment, and tell your friends and family.
Until next time, cash multipliers.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.